Key to Palmistry, Louis Williams. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Key to Palmistry. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online. www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook title. Key to Palmistry author, Louis Williams, release date, July 28, 2026, ebook 79203, language, English, original publication, Seattle, International Institute of Science, 1902, other information and formats, www.gutenberg.org/ebook/79203, credits, Tim Miller, Sam Lam, and the online distributed proofreading team at https://www.pgdp.net. This file was produced from images generously made available by the Internet Archive, asterisk start of the project GUTMBRG EBOOK key to palmistry asterisk, key to palmistry. Louis Williams, Ph.D., copyright 1902, by Louis Williams, Ph.D., International Institute of Science, publishers, Seattle, Wash, USA. Dedication, each gift contained is thine, with open hands receive, life's unseen deeds divine, like memories to the cleave reach forth, the law of love, comes like the breath of spring, and truths are thoughts of God, that through our being wing, the author. Contents, page, the hand of man, 5, the palm, 7, the fingers, 8, the first finger, 10, the middle finger, 11, the third finger, 12, the little finger, 13, religion of fingers by ancestry, 14, the thumb, 15, the lines of the hand, 16, the life line of action, 17, the heart line, 18, the line of thought, 19, other and minor lines, 20, symbols, 21, to be a true palmist, 22, a few symbols to aid you, 23, the bracelets and fingernails, 26, color quality in hands, 27, the higher course in palmistry, 29-30, phrenological charts, 32, the hand of man. The hand of man, the human hand is the symbol of the mind, and in many ways reveals the inmost thoughts of its possessor. Unconsciously, fear and hatred as well as love and affection finds its expression there. Often when the eye is calm and the voice is hushed, a twitch of the fingers or a motion of the hand is the telltale of our heart secrets. It is therefore more difficult to control than any other part of our human anatomy. The hand is the servant of the brain and faithfully executes every faculty of the mind in the works of art and skill in the gathering of knowledge. The brain sends its thought currents down constantly, each nerve current leaving some trace of its passage, however small. These currents are necessarily charged with molding and directing forces of thought, feeling, and will. This vital connection with the brain determines the development of the hand and renders each portion significant of some mental faculty or of its modes of action. The hand for that reason corresponds with that of the head. A beautiful and well-formed hand indicates a well-balanced head and character. Broad hands go with a broad character, narrow hands with a narrow head, yet if long, indicate insight and depth. Large hands belong to people who do the real work of life and the world. They do not shrink from carrying out the plans of their owner. They take hold and do things without gloves. Small hands belong to those who plan great things, but employ others to carry the plans into execution. They dislike to submit to exact rules and minute details. Their owner uses general terms rather than precise statements. Hard hands have active power. Soft hands, passive endurance. Warm hands, large with well-developed palm, belong to the magnetic type with tendencies celestial. Cold hands are electric with tendencies terrestrial. The palm represents the physical organization. The fingers indicate the mental capacity. The thumb, motive and managing ability. Your fate is in your hand. The palm, if the palm is in every way well developed, it shows the owner's good physical organization. If thick and red, vitality, sufficient and to spare. If palm is firm and square, denotes the builder and mechanic. If soft and square, the magnetic healer and life builder. If the palm is thin yet square, it denotes the intellectual builder. Associated with well-developed fingers is proof positive. If palm is round, thick, and proportionately large, indicates the voluptuous nature, full of animal desires. If palm be thin and round, lacks physical energy and belongs to the dreamer, with large fingers indicates the stoic, with small thumb will not resist interference nor overcome opposition. If palm is small, yet showing activity in lines, with thumb and fingers well developed indicates the organizer, planner, and one who will engage others to carry his plans into execution, with thick thumb will go to any extent to succeed. The small palm, with well-developed fingers especially, the third finger will seek to gain power over others, with lower part of thumb out of proportion and the end of thumb, thick, will be tyrannical. The fingers represent the intellectual capacity of their owner. Large, broad, well-developed fingers indicate a corresponding head, mechanical ability, artistic skill, eloquence, diplomacy, versatility, commercial superiority, and genius are all written there. Also application and system in the pursuits of the various accomplishments. Size of fingers indicate capacity, length of fingers, depth and insight into things, which, however, is fully shown by each particular finger. If the root of the finger is well set into the palm shows, stability with large knuckles have great activity. If foundation of fingers is narrow and weak, shows uncertainty and a vacillating disposition in the branch represented. If small, finger is deficient in development, it indicates lack of self-reliance. If knuckles are deficient, shows inactivity of owner, and with long fingers and small developed little finger, the dreamer. If middle joints are large, shows active ingenuity and skill to materialize the ideas and plans of the owner. If finger points are square, shows physical, intellectual, and mechanical activity. If round, mental and intellectual ability, with first phalange of thumb large, are good managers and carry their ability into use, with large third finger, with profit to themselves. Large joints, long square fingers, especially the spatulate. Pointed finger shows the genius in art, music, and mechanics, but to enable them to give full expression, the little finger should be large and well developed. The thumb, spatulate. Long fingers give capacity for minute, delicate, and finished work, especially with large joints and square points. They succeed in detail and accomplish most in a variety of work of skill and art. Slender, delicate, and tapering fingers are too weak for varied and efficient work. They prefer the ideal and sensuous to the practical and laborious. With small fingers are theoretical, short and broad fingers choose strong and general work. Prefer to deal with masses, they admire magnitude more than finish. They dislike long and careful labors and lack in the ideal and spiritual, yet indicate if otherwise harmoniously developed the practical nature who believes in one world at a time and prefers the present to the past or future, and whose religion consists in practical and useful efforts are narrow and bigoted with small, straight thumbs. Your fate is in your hand. The first finger is the most important, employed constantly in directing everything we do, for no one would think of pointing the second or third finger, nor even the thumb. The first finger is used in guiding and directing the tools used in many of the most skillful and delicate manipulations of various arts. For that purpose, the nerve currents flow constantly from the brain to the forefinger. It becomes, therefore, an index of the possessor's intellect more than any other. The first phalange represents by its length, breadth, and development capacity for detail, direction, and perceptive capacity. Thickness gives it depth of comprehension and logic, the breadth that the joint shows system, the second. Joint shows capacity for work and breadth of the middle, joint, order and work. Length of the third or lower. Phalange represents intellectual pursuits. If larger than the second, prefer intellectual to physical work, if broad and upon a good foundation, indicates a philosophically mind, with broad knuckles, practice what they preach, with square fingers and well-developed thumb, seek to carry out reforms, with short fingers are practical, with long fingers and tapering are theoretical. If first finger is very long, indicates excellent ability to direct. If it reaches the height of the middle finger or nearly, indicates social success, honor, or fame. Note the difference between left and right hand. If longer on left, has the quality by birth. If on right hand, will succeed through their own power and energy. A very short first finger indicates continuous struggle. First finger level with third, should succeed in business. The middle finger, the second or middle finger represents the social element, power to combine and organize the social elements so that they may harmoniously work together. It is the pivotal finger toward this. All the other fingers should lean for unity and strength. For this reason, it represents our religious aspirations, the highest of which is love. Its length and breadth thus indicates capacity to combine men and means, the faculty of putting plans into feasible shape so as to carry them into effect. The first phalange represents Bai, its length and thickness, love and religious tendencies, by its squareness at the joint exactness, by its width integrity, and by the development of the joint utility and practice. If points, spatulate genius. The development of the second phalange denotes ability to organize, length giving insight, breadth comprehension, and thickness force and energy. The development of the joint there shows practice and activity. The lower phalange shows by its length love of association, by its breadth unity and friendship. Its thickness shows natural magnetism. A large knuckle shows activity, width of lines inside of joints, system, a well and harmoniously. Developed middle finger with large thumb development indicates the social leader and statesman. If, however, the middle finger is abnormally developed, will evidence a morbid temperament for the supernatural. Occultism and mysticism. If finger is very pointed, lack comprehension and are inclined to be fatalistic. The third finger deals with wealth, industry, art, commerce, ambition, and travel. Its relative length and breadth shows the owner's ability in those directions. The first phalange indicates by its length ambition, by its breadth display, by its thickness success. The second phalange shows by its length ability to transact business, by its breadth and thickness industry, by the development of joint, and its breadth art. The third phalange represents commerce. And travel, with knuckles large, indicate great activity. In the lines most prominently shown, a very long third finger indicates the speculator. Unusual. Length and width show the scientist and explorer, with large joints the artistic. Such people have good form and excellent taste in arrangement, and color are very ambitious, and with first finger, equal or nearly as long as the third, will be very successful in all undertakings represented by those fingers. A very short third finger shows incompetency in the above lines. The little finger well developed indicates versatility of talent, to make much of little, the power to manifest character, to illustrate and externalize. It enables its owner to make others see and feel what he feels himself. It is the basis of conversational talent. The first, second, and third fingers are moved by a common muscle to them all. The little finger is moved independently. The first phalange of the little finger, long, shows mind, and its breadth shows philosophy. The second phalange indicates by its length and breadth business versatility. The third phalange by its fullness, social life, and its requirements. Width of lines in the joints indicate system and development of knuckles activity. If the little finger is unusually large, its owner shows ability to scheme, overrunning with theories. If long and square, the natural lawyer, with short first phalange, the criminal lawyer, with first phalange very long and square. The philosopher and judge associate with large first phalange. In second finger denotes the sage, seer, and prophet. A short, thin little finger shows lack of ability to externalize. Such people are unable to express what they feel. Religion of fingers by ancestry. Thick, straight, medium, long fingers, somewhat pointed, indicate the Catholic or Episcopal ancestry. Broad at base and pointing, medium, long, the Methodist. Straight, with joints projecting, Presbyterians and Congregationalists. Thin, with bulge at lower joints, Lutherans. Medium, fingers broad at base, bulge at lower joints, Baptists. Medium or broad at base with gradual taper, large first joints. Then gradual taper to square or slightly rounded point, medium, long or long, Unitarians, Universalists, and Spiritualists. Short little fingers, twisted, are inclined to atheism. Smooth fingers, unmarked, indicate characters governed by intuition rather than reason. They are persons with direct perceptions who choose statements rather than arguments and who decide at once rather than deliberate. When the first three fingers are nearly equal in length, they show great success in any undertaking. Club fingers show recklessness in life, and with club thumb are murderers. The closeness of the fingers indicate concerted action. Spreading of the fingers indicate that their possessor is scattering and lacks concentration and unity of life and purpose. The thumb is the grand fulcrum of the hand and carries out the plans and desires of its owner by the various combinations possible with the fingers. It is opposable to them all and can thus cooperate with them all. The thumb represents the will and the executive power of the owner. Man alone of all creation has a true thumb, therefore man alone exhibits the immense power of associate, effort in the great achievements of organized industry and national life. A large thumb is essential to a powerful and efficient character. The first phalange being large indicates great executive ability, determination, and will, which is indicated by its width, comprehension by its thickness, and power by its large foundation. If thumb over the nail is straight, have stability and tenacity. Length of second phalange indicates organizing power. If long and thin, use diplomacy and expediency in their dealings with others. If short and thick, are arbitrary and stubborn with. Very thick first phalange, tyrannical. The first joint well developed, and broad shows a critical nature of the opposite sex, especially with the little finger large. Breadth of the second joint indicates action. Thickness of the third phalange indicates power to make and keep money by speculation, but prefer the sure way. If third phalange is very large and out of proportion, have immense power but are apt to be tyrannical with such development and the club thumb, will murder to control and succeed. The lines of the hand, as the steady drop hollows the stone and the currents, carry away meadows and mountains, carving into the solid, rock their passage, so the currents of thought and nerve, force from the brain as well as the opening and shutting of the hand, the movements of the muscles all combine, to cover the inside of the hand with lines more or less decided, prominent of which are the lines of action, thought, and affection. The child, too, shows definite lines, and therefore life's energies and possibilities are written there. Who is there today to declare scientifically the extent of parental influence in shaping a life's destiny? The true scientist limits possibilities to the facts established, yet the constant adding to his fund of positive knowledge leaves the investigator wonderful scope. The acorn holds the great oak in its silent chamber, and our dreams often reveal future results. We educate the young with a view of possibilities. Is there then a record somewhere where these possibilities are recorded? The hand contains lines that only nerve currents extraordinary can produce, and they have a meaning as much so as the delicate tendril that peeps above the ground and holds the possibilities of the oak or a century plant with its blossoms and fruit in its tender fold. Therefore, we deem it more than probable that the human soul's desires are written there as well. Let us learn to read nature's language, for thus truthfully does she write each creature's destiny, and every seed, however small, will somehow burst into noonday with blossoms and fruit, for good or evil, to its possessor. The lifeline of action, the action of the thumb and the development of the muscles of the thumb produce a well-marked and curved line around its base. This line indicates the extent and regularity with which a person's willpower has succeeded in attaining the objects of life. For that reason, its general course indicates the duration and intensity of a person's life. Commencing near the edge of the palm, the length of life as shown by chart is indicated by the number of years as subdivided. When the lifeline is clear, well-marked, and unbroken, it signifies good health and a vigorous constitution. If the line is slender and broken by cross lines, it tells of defective health and low vitality. If accompanied by a curved echo line running parallel with the lifeline, shows increased vigor and health. If accompanied by a straight line crossing or joining at both ends, the lifeline indicates disease and weakness. If the beginning of the lifeline is from the base of the first finger, the source of the person's life is subject to outside and varying influences. If close to the thumb, the person's life is too narrow and contracted. Halfway between the first finger and thumb is best. When the social or heart line connects closely with the lifeline, it indicates that the person's affections are intense and part of life. If the line of the intellect or thought draws close to these lines, it indicates a person having unison of action, feeling, and conduct, all tending to one common. And such persons will make their doctrines the guide of their lives. Their religion will not be one of mere profession or belief in the hereafter. If lines are widely separated at the commencement, they foreshadow a discordant and inconsistent course of life. Such a person will think and feel one thing, but actually do another. The heart line, the social or heart line, holds the central position in the palm. Strange to say, the ancient palmisters, as well as some of the modern school, confounded this line with the thought line. As the heart, the symbol of affection, is found practically in the center of the body, so this line, symbolizing the heart and social element in our nature, is found there. It gets its further location by reason of certain well-founded physiological laws of the human brain governing the center of the hand. If full, clear, and strong, it indicates activity and strength in the social life of the individual. The fullness of the palm on each side of this line shows the good condition and development of the nutritive organs in the body. A hollow and thin palm shows a defective state of the nutritive system, Note the length, breadth, depth, and regularity. Also, lines crossing the heart line, which show disturbances, heartaches, disappointments, or strong attachments in business, social, or political life, further outlined and established by cross lines and symbols. The line of thought. The line of thought is the third of these important lines of the hand. It represents the intellect and evidences the activity of our intellectual and practical life. This line is the direct result of the motion and action of the fingers, all of which represent intellectual ability, thought, and mind. The positive knowledge of the location of the organs in the brain representing intellectual abilities have located this line definitely and scientifically correct. The old notion about the relations of different planets to the parts of the hand have also, in the light of modern science, been corrected. The length of this line, its breadth and depth, shows the activity of its possessor. To the third finger shows commercial ability, to the middle finger shows social activity, and to the first finger, scientific attainment. The correct reading of this line must be governed largely by the interference of cross lines, depth, intensity, and its curve toward whichever finger it may lean, all of which will aid in its delineation. Other and minor lines. Many other and minor lines cross the hand, all of which are supposed to be based upon established laws of physical and mental life. Some of the lines are fully mentioned in the accompanying chart entitled The Human Hand. If the lifeline is broken, it means death. If connected by a thread, illness and gradual improvement. If crossed by many lines, health disturbing influences and minor illnesses. If the heart line is crossed or broken, it indicates broken engagements, heart aches, social disturbances that may be further and more definitely verified by quarrels with friends, wife, children, or lovers, as the case may be. Also, financial disasters may cause the same effects and can be traced in the hand. If the thought line is broken, may indicate mental disturbances caused by business, social, or political disasters, all of which can be positively verified by other signs. Other lines mark their courses through the hand, all valuable in palm reading. The line of materialism, familism, nutrition, fortune, science, social, or political force. The line of the speculator, the girdle of Venus, marriage, and divorce, all of which are set out in the chart, as well as the smaller lines of children, friends, relatives, melancholia, quarrels, and many more, not indicated as a greater number would only confuse the mind of the novice, but sufficient is given here, together with some hints at symbolism, to enable the student to read any ordinary hand scientifically correct. Symbols. Nature's language is one of symbols. The sunset tells the story of departing day. The woodland and the prairie evidence the truth of my statements. The murky river as well as the clear stream leaves its trail well marked. Each shape of leaf has a different meaning. Circles, squares, triangles, oblong figures all represent one of nature's many ways of imparting knowledge, and he who runs may read, but the one who listens intently to nature's more quiet moods may read more correctly. It is useless to attempt to systematize for the purpose of reading the human hand the symbols to be found therein. Each hand differs from the other, and even the left hand differs from the right hand of the same person. The left hand, for a general rule, is the hand of nature, the right hand of our desires. Seek for symbols in the hand and interpret their meaning. The respective location and various designations given in the chart will be helpful to the student. It has been the author's purpose to make as plain as possible to the ordinary reader the mysterious science of palmistry. Deeper insight can only be gained by practice or special instructions fortified by many positive illustrations. Note special instructions in palmistry in the back of this publication. It needs not only a careful observer to make a successful palmist, but also a philosophical reasoner as well as a scientist. The average scientist is too firmly grounded in established laws, limited by his more or less narrow experience, and often overlooks for that reason the modification that every law of nature is subjected to as well. Either all is law or all is chance. Which horn of the dilemma will you take? To be a true palmist, first be true to yourself. Do not attempt to exaggerate. Confine yourself to what you know, but be wide awake and search for new discoveries, new meanings, new interpretations of the symbols shown in the hand. Note each particular location and thus discover by association and modification the final result. The process of construction and growth involves successive steps taken in definite order, as for instance the seed, the plumule and radicle, the stem, branches, buds, leaves, flowers, and fruit. In building the foundation, framework, walls, floor, and roof. Destructive methods do not require regularity and system. We may burn, cut down, destroy, tear down, or let things perish by natural decay. This great law governing growth and decay, constructive and destructive process, must apply fully to prophetic symbolism. The Bibles of the world of Christian or pagan origin are full of symbolism endeavoring to illustrate where ordinary language is inadequate. When we speak of the harmony of colors, the light of a community, the beast in man, fortune in a star, vast as the sea, wise as serpents, and numerous similar expressions, convey more than the simple word in ordinary use. Words cannot describe the heartfelt yearnings of a mother for her child, nor the beauty of a sunset, nor the fragrance and beauty of a rose, but symbolism approaches it, and whenever man will turn to nature and study her language, her symbolism expressed in all her moods, in all creation, in life and death as well, then will he become master of her secrets. As nature writes her story in the rocks, along the shores of time, in the eternal seas of the vast universe of worlds, so does she write indelibly into the hand the inmost thoughts of the human soul. He who has attained the science of reading symbolism, there is indeed a master. A few symbols to aid you. A cross means the coming together of two forces. It is the sign of life, not of death, as is popularly supposed. A star is the sign of a revelation, good or bad, according to its location. A dagger means enmity, a sword defense governed by the principle or affection represented near whatever location found. A branch without leaves means barrenness, disappointment. A branch with leaves, renewal of life, joy, peace, happy, greeting. If growing toward your wrist, entering your life. If toward the fingers, leaving or slipping away from you. A snake means an enemy, a disappointment in a friend, also temptation. A crescent, a return of mental vision, clearer seeing, brightness out of darkness, reflections of the past and possibilities in the future. A chain contains continuous trouble, sickness, joy, business success, or honor according to its location, length, and development. A circle means completeness, if over lifeline of severe attack of some disease, if at other point relates to an undertaking or complete interference. A semicircle, incomplete, an attack of sickness or partial success, as the case may be, according to location. The triangle means scientific, intellectual, or commercial attainment and success and overcoming of obstacles. A square may mean interruption, interference, obstacles, or difficulties to overcome. A cross in a circle means interference with condition and environments that curtail and interrupt free action and success in the undertaking represented by its location. Neptune's fork means success, domination, control, and triumph. A lamp means light and wisdom. A crown means a king, a ruler, supreme. A tiara to rule and control, great power, cross and crown, the master builder and mystic. A torch, the light of science and guidance. A coffin means death. A scattering flower, as well as scattering lines, represents disappointments. A spiral is the sign of danger. If much twisted, loss of life. If over headline, loss of mind. If over heartline, loss of lover, child, parent, or friend. The nearer the center of the hand, the nearer the relative or friend. If above the life line, loss of health or life, according to its effect or intensity. The zigzag lines represent disturbing influences, dangerous, according to location. Small spots, either in cluster or scattering, indicate blood disorders. If on the lifeline, sickness from measles, smallpox, or kindred diseases. A circle with one or more lines through the center indicate an operation. Blotches or discolorations in circles or oblongs indicate tumors. A heart with an arrow, heartache, disappointment in love and affections. A heart with spots, heart disease, with lines crossing, heart troubles. A Maltese cross, a duty to perform, a sacrifice, a question of honor to be settled. Scattering lines from a star or point means light or brightness, according to which object in the hand or toward which lines they point. Faces are imprinted into the hand by lines or discolorations, by strong impressions of love or hatred, of friends or enemies in business, political or social life, or on the field of honor. Look for them whenever your mind awakens. To their presence you will readily discover them. All have a meaning to the scientist who traces their presence, location, and direction. They will help to unravel many an apparent secret and interpret nature's records. We do not desire to depreciate psychic power, but in the reading of hands, it should only be exercised by masters in the science. I would recommend the student to confine himself entirely to the positively clear symbols, lines, and developments, for nothing is gained for the science of palmistry, the reader, nor the client by an attempt to imagine, possibilities. The student should be at all times in position when questioned in regard to a statement made to place his finger upon the discovery and thus prove the truthfulness of his statement. Then will the intelligent recognize palmistry, and its position will become assured among the sciences of the world. Bracelets and fingernails. The bracelets shown as indicated on the chart, health, wealth, honor, fame, are governed by the width, depth, and length of lines. If lines are broken, they show disturbed conditions. If they encircle the wrist or come to the top of wrist, show great results and certainty. Dot on the thumbnail, friend chosen with good judgment. Dots on first fingernail, a foe, can be avoided if on the side. If in the middle, prepare for the meeting. Dot on the second fingernail, gifts, if in the center. Sure to come, if on the side, apt to be lost by carelessness or lack of appreciation. Dots on the third fingernails designate amours and affections. Governed by the same rule, if in the center are cert, if to one side are not lasting. Dots on the little fingernails, journeys, upon the side, short, in center, far from home. If dots on fingernail are discovered near the top, they are near at hand, if low, some distance. Pale nails show weak heart action, narrow, cylindrical. Shaped nails show an ambitious and quarrelsome disposition. Broad, flat nails belong to gentle and forgiving people. Small round nails to the jealous and exacting. Brittle nails show nervous exhaustion and biliousness. Thick, coarse nails show a corresponding nature. Ridges on nails evidence energy and determination. Color quality in hands. The white, satiny hand is the cold, electric type made to rule, cold, selfish, and unrelenting. The white, soft hand without the glossy appearance is the ethereal, spiritual hand, too fair for this world and its contentions. The yellow hand, yet satiny, is the evilly disposed, the selfish that takes advantage of the world and its weaknesses by its magic power, the natural hypnotist. The yellow soft hand, without the satiny appearance, is the hot-blooded temperament, full of intense desires, fervent but lacking in constancy. They are natural psychics and mystics, the gypsy. The red hand has animal propensities predominant, with large pores are coarse and brutal, with small pores and soft, full of life, very sentimental and inclined to superstition. The blue type is the bilious, fault-finding, dissatisfied. Lack balance, are narrow, bigoted, and fatalistic. The soft, pink hand lacks energy, is the childish hand, the hand of the butterfly, not knowing much of life and its duties. The delicate, rose-colored, firm hand is the perfect, physical, intellectual, and religious type. Every other condition, being fairly well developed, they have warmth without effusion, religious fervor without bigotry, intellect without conceit, poetic, musical, and harmonious. They are the life, builders of the world, the salt of the earth, those that keep the light of heaven burning in their hearts and in their hands. Yet in reading the color quality in the hand, the student must modify the effect by the respective development of each hand, and each part of the hand enters fully into such modification. We purposely omit from this treatise examples, as they would only be misleading, for as each cloud differs from the other, and each sunset or sunrise presents different hues, foretelling the coming day's brightness and in the last rays. Farewell each eve recalls the sad or happy day just spent. So each hand must be read separately, as each life differs from the other, leaving the effect of its sunrise and sunset there to be interpreted by the masters in palmistry. Sufficient is herein contained to enable any student to read character correctly, and when he has mastered the within, he is prepared for the higher course of study of life's mysterious sweep in the human hand. The higher course in palmistry. This course is based on the latest scientific compilations of positive knowledge in palmistry, gathered from modern and ancient sources, including an exhaustive chart of symbolism, key to palmistry, how to read character in the hand, how to read the past, present, and future scientifically, correct interpretations of symbols in the hand, how to obtain the largest fees, other instructions, and advice to the palmist, prepared at great expense and fully protected by copyright. The higher course is sold at $25 upon the express condition that its secrets shall not be revealed except to the immediate members of the family of the student or for a fee. It has cost the author thousands of dollars and many years of diligent work and study, and the low price at which the course is sold should not depreciate its value. The course comes in typewritten form, fully illustrated, showing all the ordinary as well as the extreme types of hands, together with physiological illustration and astrological effects shown in the hand, so that each student may become a practical, scientific palmist, capable to read the many apparent mysteries correctly and with profit to himself and others. palmistry has become the fad all over the world and everyone is anxious to know more of it. A new and lucrative field in this science has opened for the conscientious reader, student, and palmist, the higher course offered by the International Institute of Science is complete and should fit anyone with ordinary intelligence to read correctly. Nor is there any profession more in demand than that of the scientific palmist. The rich pay fabulous prices, and as high as $50 has been paid the author for a single reading. If you want to make money quickly, professionally, and conscientiously, send for this course. If not for the purpose of adopting the same for a profession, it will assist you as a layman and student in a thousand ways. It will teach you how to avoid conditions detrimental to your health, life, property, social, and intellectual interests. Opportunity is a swift steed. He who mounts will ride to success and fortune. Palmistry will enable you to read the secrets of others and make you master of life's mysterious sweep as shown in the human hand. Address for the higher course, Louis WLLAMS, PhD, Prize. International Institute of Science, Seattle, WASH, USA, Diploma of Character, Phrenological Chart. Phrenological Charts. Our phrenological charts are as valuable to you in everyday life as the seaman's charts in an ocean voyage. Our chart is $5 for a full and complete delineation, typewritten including latest chart. Send latest photo of person to be examined together with the following measurements. First, measure with tape around the head, over eyebrows, and above the ear, 2D. Measure from top of opening of ear over top of head. Third, from opening of ear across the forehead over eyebrows. Fourth, send sample of hair of person and give age. We shall furnish correct reading of 43 faculties and mention their strength or weakness, how to make the most of your natural talent, how to increase weak faculties quickly, which profession or business you should choose, whom to select in marriage, how to manage and influence others, why you fail and how to succeed. You may also include in your application for reading such questions as are pertinent to you or the one whose character is sent for delineation. All consultation and correspondence strictly confidential. Address, Louis WLLAMS, President, International Institute of Science, Seattle, WASH, USA. Transcriber's note, new original cover art included with this ebook is granted to the public domain. Phrenological charts was not present in the table of contents of the original text. Headings in the text were changed to match the table of contents. Spelling was retained as in the original except for the following changes, page 19. Aid in its delineation, to aid in its delineation, page 27. Satiny is the evilly, to satiny is the evilly, page 27. The bilious fault-finding dissatisfied, to the bilious fault-finding dissatisfied, page 27. Is the perfect fiscal, to is the perfect physical, page 29. O exhaustive chart of, to an exhaustive chart of, page 29. Express condition that it, to express condition that it's. End of the project. GUTENBRG EBOOK key to palmistry asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM. Concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg, Electronic Works. 1a. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg Electronic Work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg Electronic Works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg Electronic Work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8(1B). Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below, 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation, or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg. 1E1. The following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work, on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1. E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg, license terms from this work, or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1. E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the project. Gutenberg license. 1. E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense, to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1, E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1. E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1. E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1, F1, F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark, electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. you agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1. F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1. F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1. F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1. F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, b alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and c any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org. Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN or federal tax identification number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, +1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.